Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 14, 1806. Iron boat in good shape. Many authors and historians separate their book chapters into Lewis on the Marias and Clark on the Yellowstone. One exception is Bernard DeVoto, who leaves Clark on the Yellowstone out altogether, telling us that not much happens worth writing about. What a mistake. As we'll hear over the next weeks, there is plenty to write about as Clark and his party explore the Yellowstone. Today, Clark writes,
"Sent Shields ahead to kill a deer for our breakfast, and at an early hour, set out with the party. I struck the river and crossed a part of it and attempted to proceed on through the river bottoms, which was several miles wide at this place. Here the squaw informed me that there was a large road passing through the upper part of this low plain from Madison's River through the gap which I was steering my course to. I overtook Shields soon after I set out. He had killed a large fat buck. I saw elk, deer, and antelopes, and a great deal of old sign of buffalo, their roads in every direction. The Indian woman informs me that a few years ago, buffalo was a very plenty in those plains and valleys, quite as high as the head of Jefferson's River. But few of them ever come into those valleys of late years, owing to the Shoshone, who are fearful of passing into the plains west of the mountains, and subsist on what game they can catch in the mountains. Camped on a small branch of the Middle Fork, on the northeast side at the commencement of the gap in the mountain. Captain William Clark, July 14, 1806.
Clark's route to the Gap consists of crossing and recrossing the Gallatin River in Gallatin County, Montana. The party camps on the East Gallatin River in the vicinity of present-day Bozeman. Clark and his men are now ready to cross over the mountains to the Yellowstone River. Lewis, at the White Bear Islands, moves the supplies that were in the wet cache to a new spot on the island and raises the items on a scaffold on top of some brush. He writes,
"Had the carriage wheels dug up, found them in good order. The iron frame of the boat had not suffered materially. Had the meat cut thinner and exposed to dry in the sun. Had some roots of kouse, which I have a small stock pounded into meal for my journey. I found the fat buffalo meat a great improvement to the mush of these roots. The hunters killed a couple of wolves. The buffalo have almost entirely disappeared. Saw the bee marten. The wolves are in great numbers, howling around us and lolling about in the plains in view at a distance of 200 or 300 yards. I counted 27 about the carcasses of a buffalo which lie in the water at the upper point of the large island. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 14, 1806.
Monday, the Roche Jaune.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.